Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the fifth parak of Maseches Shabbos with Parak Hey Mishnah Dalet, and then we're going to begin the sixth parak of Maseches Shabbos with Parak Vav Mishnah Aleph. Parak Hey Mishnah Dalet is going to continue our discussion regarding various items that we're not allowed to have on our animals on Shabbos. And the reason for that is either because they are masos, they are considered to be burdens upon them, which you're not allowed to have your animal wear on Shabbos, or we're concerned that it's something that's going to fall off, in which case you might lift it and walk with it for amos in a rishos harab, in a public domain, which you're not allowed to do. Says the Mishnah, Ein chamor yotzei mardas bizman she'eina kashura lo. A donkey is not allowed to go outside on Shabbos wearing this cushion under its saddle if it was not tied to the donkey before Shabbos. We learned in the previous Mishnah that you can have this cushion under the saddle to keep it warm. It's protecting the animal. It's helping the animal. That's perfectly fine. But if it's not tied to the animal, we're concerned, as the bartender points out, that a person might come ahead and walk with the item if it falls off in a rishos harabim, in a public domain, which you're not allowed to do. Continuing in the Mishnah, velo bizog, you're not allowed to have a bell that is suspended, that is hanging from the animal's neck, afal pisha hu pakuk, even if it is stuffed with cloth to keep it from ringing. So it's not going to ring, there's no issue with that, but we're concerned that a person that's going with a donkey that has a bell attached to its neck, it's going to look like you're bringing it out to the marketplace to sell it there, which you're not allowed to do. And this is the case even if there's no bell, there's still a concern of maris ayin, as the bartender points out. What's the concern? That it's going to appear as if you're going to the market to sell your animal. Continuing in the Mishnah, velo besulam shebet savaro, you're not allowed to go out with a ladder-like brace that is on its neck. They would have these braces on the animal's neck in order to keep them from turning its head around and scratching itself. If an animal often would have some sort of a wound on its leg or on its neck, the owner would put this brace of wood onto it in order to prevent it from turning its head to scratch the wood. It looked like this ladder. Now, the truth is that although this brace is needed in order to protect the animal and therefore really wouldn't be a burden, we're still concerned that it might come off and a person may carry it for amos in a rishos harabim. Continuing in the Mishnah, velo birutsua sheberaglo, you can't have a protective strap on its leg. Venatarna golem yotin bechutin velo birutsuos sheberaglaim, you can't have your chickens going outside wearing these different types of strings or for identification, or these straps on their legs to keep them restrained. Sometimes a chicken's legs would be tied together with a short strap to prevent them from jumping and breaking things. You can't do that on Shabbos as well. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ve'en ha-zecharim yotin ba'agol shtach ha-sa'ali shalahen, you can't allow your rams to go outside with these small wagons that would be under their tail, which would protect their tail. Rams have these long, wide tails. In order to protect the ram's tail from being hurt by either rocks or stones and so on that were on the ground, a person would sometimes attach this small wagon to the animal, and the wagon would trail behind the ram under the tail, thus preventing the tail from coming into contact with the ground. But this too isn't permitted because we're concerned that it might fall off and then a person might carry it in a rishos harabim for amos. Continuing in the Mishnah, Vein ha-rechelim yotzos chanunos, you can't have your female sheep going outside with these chips of yachnun, wood in their nose. What are these yachnun chips? So a person would insert a chip of this type of wood known as yachnun wood into the nostril of their female sheep in order to make it sneeze. And by sneezing, the worms that were in its head would become dislodged, it would become loose, and they would go free. Now, only female sheep were treated in this way, as the bartender points out, because male sheep would butt each other and fight each other, and that would dislodge the worms, but female sheep were not as aggressive with each other, and therefore they needed this yachnun wood chips in their nose in order to dislodge the worms in their head. But again, this is not allowed on Shabbos because, again, we're concerned that these yachnun wood chips are going to fall off. You're going to end up carrying them for amos in a rishos harab, in a public domain. Continuing in the Mishnah of Einha, Egel Yotze Begimo, and you can't have a calf going outside with this yoke, with this burden of reeds on Shabbos. The reason why they had these a burden of reeds and not a real yoke would be caught was because they wanted to train it in order to have a real yoke on it. This was just like a small lightweight yoke, a lightweight yoke that was placed on it to get it used to bending. But again, we're concerned that if it falls off, the person is going to go for amos with it, and that's not allowed. Continuing in the Mishnah, v'lo para ba'or hakupad v'lo birtzua shebein karneh, and a cow is not allowed to go outside with this porcupine skin surrounding its udders in order to protect them from any sort of strange animals, rodents and so on, from coming and sucking its milk. So they put like this porcupine, like these sticky porcupine skin around the udders to protect it from any animals coming and sucking the milk of the cow. You're also not allowed to have a strap that was sort of stretched between its horns, and the strap is really forbidden, whether it is being used either for purposes of restraint or decoration. And the reason why it's not allowed for a purpose of restraint when you're restraining the animal, because that's really more than a person's than is necessary to restrain the animal, and therefore it's considered to be a burden because it is more than is necessary to control it. And the same thing is true with decoration. Decoration of an animal is classified as a masa, as the Bar Tanura points out in Maseches Beitza. It's considered a bit of a decoration, which is a burden, which again is not allowed to be carried by an animal on Shabbos. So again, most of these examples were examples of things that were considered going to fall off, and if they fall off, then we're concerned that a person is going to carry it for amos in a public domain, which you're not allowed to do. But there's a final example, is a concern, no, where it's really a masa, it's a burden, which again, you're not allowed to have your animal wear on Shabbos as well. The Mishnah concludes with one final statement, says the Mishnah, Paraso shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Haisa yotza beretzua shebein karneha, shelo beretzon chacham, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow would go out with a strap between its horns. Again, a complete decorative tying kind of a strap on its horns. According to Rabbi Elazar, this decoration was not considered to be a mas. It was common for cows to wear them. But as the Mishnah points out, the Chachamim were against this. The Chachamim disagreed with him allowing his cow to wear these horns, these straps in between its horns. Continuing now with Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, as we begin discussing not only what animals can wear, but what people can wear as well. Now, the prohibition of hotzah on Shabbos, of carrying things on Shabbos, applies only where one physically carries an object, where a person holds it in his hand, or her hand in this case, as we'll see, and walks with it. It does not apply to any clothing, it does not apply to any jewelry that a person is wearing, because they are considered to be part of the person and not separate objects that a person is carrying. That being said, Chazal came along and they made a gezeira midir rabbana, rabbinic decrees, and they said that wearing certain items outside on Shabbos are not allowed because a person might remove them and carry them for amos in public. Similar to what we said in the previous Mishnah, where there are certain items that you can't allow your animals to wear because we're concerned they may fall off and then the owner will carry them. So here we're concerned there's certain items that a woman isn't allowed to wear because she might take them off, show them to her friend, and ultimately walk with them for amos in a rishas harab, in a public domain. Says the Mishnah, Bame isha yotza uvama ina yotza. What may a woman wear outside in a rishas harab, in a public domain on Shabbos, and what may a woman not wear outside in a public domain on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah, Lo teitza isha lo bechute tzemer v'lo bechute pishon v'lo beretzuos sheberosha. A woman cannot go outside with strings of wool or strings of linen or any sort of straps on her head. Often women would braid these three things into their hair to make them look nice. But again, we're concerned that the Mishnah is about Zivilo Titzbol Bohen Ad Sheterapim. And the reason for this is because she's not allowed to go into halacha, is that she's not allowed to go to immerse herself in a mikvah while wearing these items until she looses them. There's a halacha called chatzitza, that when a person goes into a mikvah, when a woman in particular goes into a mikvah, she has to make sure that there's absolutely nothing that's too close to her body, because her entire body needs to be completely covered and immersed by the water. So halacha is that if any of these three items, either the strings of wool, the strings of linen, or the straps on her head, these decorative items were in her hair. So in order for her to immerse in the mikvah on Shabbos, she would need to loosen them. She would need to take them off her hair a little bit so that her entire hair is submerged and immersed by the water. Therefore, as the Bar Tanura points out, we're concerned that because a woman who's immersing in the mikvah on Shabbos would need to loosen them, we're concerned that she might actually remove these items from her hair completely instead of just loosening them. And then she ultimately might carry them for amos in a rishas harabim, which is not allowed. So that's why the chum came along and they prohibited women from wearing these items outside on Shabbos whatsoever because of this concern if they need to loosen them for the mikvah. Continuing in the Mishnah, v'lo b'totefes, v'lo b'sanbutin, b'zman she'enon tefurin. A woman's not allowed to go outside on Shabbos with a headband or these colorful ribbons or gold silver decorations that would hang from a headband and go down to her cheeks. As the Bar Tanura points out, they're not allowed to. Well, she's not allowed to go out with them if they are not sewn to her actual hat. That since they are special to her, as the Bar Tanura points out, we're concerned that she might take them off to show a friend and then carry them for amos in a rishus harabim. And the rest of the mission is going to discuss other types of things that we're concerned can't be worn by a woman because she might take them off and show them to her friend and walk for amos with them in a rishus harabim. Velo bekabel the rishus harabim, she can't go out in a public domain with a kabel, like this decorative piece of cloth that would be tied over a woman's forehead as padding for some sort of a headband as a decoration. Velo beir shel zaha, velo bekatla, velo banzamim, she can't go outside with like this tiara of gold that was designed to look like the city of Yerushalayim, called the Yerushalzov, the city of gold. Or she can't wear this choker, this band that was tightly worn around her neck in order to make her face look plump. She can't wear nose rings, because again, there we're also concerned that a person might take it off and show her friend. As the Bar Tanura points out, she is allowed to wear earrings. That's not a concern. No one really takes off earrings, but all these other items we're concerned that a person may take off to show her friend, and therefore you can't wear them on Shabbos in a public domain. Continuing in the Mishnah, v'lo b'tabas she'ino lehachosem, she can't wear a ring on her finger that has no chosem, that has no stamp. That in the olden days, when people want to sign or seal letters, they would have these signet rings, and if it doesn't have that, then she's not allowed to wear that as well on Shabbos itself, because it's being clearly worn as jewelry. Continuing in the Mishnah, v'lo b'machat she'ena nekuva, or she can't wear a needle that has no hole for threading. The Mishnah specifically referring to a needle that is sharp on one end and has this decorative gold plate on the other end. A woman would typically stick the sharp end into her hat so that the gold bar would adorn and make her forehead look very, very nice. But even this kind of a needle, it's even though it's considered to be jewelry, it was also prohibited by Chacham, by the rabbis, because a woman might remove it to show her friend and carry it on Shabbos, which was not allowed. But the Mishnah concludes by saying, "V'im yatza eina chayev aschatas." But if she does go out there wearing any of these items on Shabbos, she does not have to bring a karban chatas, because a karban chatas is only necessary for things that are prohibited on a midah araisa level, on a Torah level, and all of these items are gezeros, are decrees from Chazal, and therefore they're only aser midah rabbanan rabbinically, and therefore you don't have to bring a karban chatas. They are aser midah rabbanan, not aser midah araisa. Quick review: Perek Hey Mishnah Dalid finished off the perek by discussing various items that a donkey may not go out with on Shabbos. Most of these items were prohibited because we're concerned that they may fall off, and ultimately if they fall off, the person is going to walk with them for amos and rishus harabim, which would not be allowed. That's the case of the bell, however, was a situation where we're concerned that it looks like you're going to the marketplace, but the other ones we're concerned that they may fall off. And that was in terms of that. The Mishnah concluded by discussing the case of straps in the horn of a cow, in which we said according to the Tanakama, you're not allowed to wear them, because at the end of the day, it's considered to be a masa, it's decoration, which you can't wear a burden on Shabbos for your animal. and the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would allow his animals to go out with it. The Chum disagreed with that. The Bartanura points out that really wasn't his animal, it was his neighbor's animal, but Rabbi Elazar didn't disagree with it, didn't protest, and therefore it was basically shtika kehoda. His silence basically showed that he agreed that you're allowed to have your animal, your cow, wear a strap on their horns on Shabbos. And then Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, give a whole slew of examples of things that a woman is not allowed to wear, not because it's carrying, it's not considered to be carrying. Clothing and jewelry and accessories are not considered to be carrying for a woman on Shabbos, but they're also made derabanan because we're concerned that if a woman does wear them, then they may fall off, or more specifically, she's probably going to take them off, show them to her friend, and walk to four amos with them in a Rosh Hashanah, which would be problematic. So all of these things are aser on a mid-derabanan level. Have a great day.